Hoopball Podcast listeners, are you a fantasy expert and want to write or podcast for Hoopball? Do you have aspirations of covering a team? Are you a master of sales and want to earn some cash on the phones? Well, we've got good news. Hoopball's recruiting. If you think you have what it takes, hit us up at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or by emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com. Again, that's at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com.
The following is a Hoopball presentation.
What's up, Grizz? Welcome to the show. I'm your host, David Williams, along with the coolest co-host on the planet, Sam Brewski. And hey, this is Hoopball Grizz.
And he toned it down a little bit. He's no longer the coolest guy on the planet. He's the coolest co-host.
Coolest co-host.
We'll take it. That's right. Welcome back to the show, guys. We are going to do a weekly preview. We haven't really done one of these in a little bit. We've been doing a lot of post-game shows. And we've done one here and there, but we've got a little bit of a time in between games. And so we're going to drop out a weekly preview, let you know what we have to look forward to in the upcoming week for the Grizzlies. We'll get into the opponents and what's going on a little bit later on. I'm going to start off today talking about a signing that the Grizzlies made. Adrian Wojnarowski tweeted out, the Grizzlies signed Jontay Porter, former Mizzou power forward slash center, kind of depending on how you want to look at it. He's a 6'10 guy. 20 years old, coming off some injuries. He was projected to be a first-round pick, possibly a lottery pick, and then injuries happened, and he didn't get drafted. He was rated the number one non-drafted player after the draft. So
he's a stud in the making.
They have been watching his progression. They like what they see, and they're going to roll with it. They're going to see exactly what they got. You know, the contract, there's no details. It tells, like, you got absolutely zero information on what the contract is, but the Grizzlies will be able to see what he's doing over next summer and find out if he is going to be worth putting the time in. You know, if he stays healthy, the talent is there. I'll give you a little bit of rundown on what he done when he was in college. He only played one season. In his one and only season, he was the SEC co-sixth man of the year. He averaged 10.7 rebounds, 2 assists. So what does this mean for the Grizzlies lineup? What does signing Jontay Porter mean for the Grizzlies lineup?
Worth a shot.
That's it. That is what this is. This is a shot. He's a talented young player with upside, and they're taking a flyer on him. John Varlis of the Daily Memphian tweeted this out, Sam. And, John, I'm calling you out on the show because this is crap.
You're crap.
You know it's crap. Can't believe you tweeted it.
I don't know what you said.
If it's bait. But he says, this seems like a good acquisition by the Grizzlies in signing Jontay Porter, but does it underscore concerns long-term about Justice Winslow? Do me a favor. Get the crap out of here with that junk. This does not have any effect on Justice Winslow. Justice Winslow is a 3. Jontay Porter is not going to be a 3. It's not. This front office has been all about stacking young players with upside and seeing what they can do. This is what that move is. That's all it is. He's a young player. He had first round upside coming into the draft. He had the injuries. He's rehabbed. So he tore his ACL. Going through rehab, he's playing in a pickup game, and he tears the ACL again. So back-to-back, tearing the ACL, same knee, going through rehab. The Grizzlies are watching it. They like the way he's progressing. They're going to take a chance on him. That's it. That is the only thing that this is. This is not a, oh, well, we're not sure if the trades we made are going to work out. We're not sure if this. It's a young kid with upside. They're taking a chance on it.
Look at Josh Jackson. Of course, they traded for him. But anyway.
Yeah.
He's showing out now. He's doing great.
But they didn't really give up. They gave Kyle Korver and Javon Carter for DeAnthony Melton, Josh Jackson, and 2 second-round picks. So, I mean, they actually – like, they didn't give up anything to get Jontay. They just signed, like, the – yeah. So that was a crazy. But anyway, we're not going into that today. But this is the fact that John tweeted this out. I don't know if it was a bait tweet. I don't. Maybe he doesn't watch basketball. I don't know. I don't know John personally. I'll be honest with you. I don't follow his writing. I have zero clue about John. But based off of this tweet in itself, I'm not going to listen to anything he has to say about basketball because clearly, how does them signing a 6'10 power forward, how does that have anything to do with Justice Winslow? Doesn't. Not at all. Not even a little bit.
Maybe they don't get along and we don't know it.
Maybe Justice Winslow and John.
Maybe they don't get along, and we don't. Maybe he knows something we don't.
Has Justice Winslow been in Memphis long enough to have a feud with a media member?
There's no telling.
I mean, honestly, not really.
There's no telling. I was just trying to, you know. There's always two sides to each story, but
I guess maybe. Sam's playing the devil's advocate there.
Never know.
I'll give him that. I'm not sure. I don't know that I agree with that, but we'll see.
There's no telling.
Yeah.
Haters going to hate.
That's right. All right, moving on. Jonte Porter, we'll see how that works out. Kid with upside, had some injury history. Sometimes it pans out. Sometimes guys with injury histories don't overcome them. There's a lot of first-round picks that had a ton of talent that never got over the hump because they could not stay healthy. Greg Oden is the first one that comes to mind. He was dominant in Ohio State as a 7-footer and – drafted number one, couldn't stay healthy, and it never came around for him. He never got it together. But the Grizzlies didn't use a first-round pick on him. They just signed him to a contract. So it's cost them a little bit of money to see, hey, what is this kid going to be? Is he capable of making our roster? I think it's a good move. So let's get on with it, Sam.
Yo.
They have three games this week. Who are the three games against? Who we got?
Tuesday's the Magic. Then the next one's the Blazers. And this weekend, I believe it's Saturday, is the Utah Jazz.
So Magic, Tuesday, Portland is at Portland on Thursday and at Utah on Saturday.
Yes.
So Grizzlies record right now, 32-32 after their win at home against Atlanta. Sam was there.
I got to see Vince, man. It was neat.
Yeah, that's
I got a knuckle bump from Vince. It was neat.
Yeah, I got to watch Vince play when he was in Memphis. I told you I watched him blow up whatever.
Well, I had to go to that. It was Vince's last. I
got you.
It was one of those
I understand.
Things. I had to go to that.
Yep. I chose not to go. I'm moving, and I loathe moving. Loathe it. And
which
so,
means he hates it.
Yeah, I'm just like
for
staying completely away from. I don't know. Anyway. But it gave me an opportunity to get some stuff done, and I was super productive. And I didn't get the coronavirus. Woo-hoo!
That's true. I don't think I did.
He seems healthy right now, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll see if I'm dying in a couple days.
That is to be determined. All right, so let's do the breakdown. We're going to talk about the Orlando matchup on Tuesday first. Sam, I'm going to give them Orlando's record, their last 10 games. And then you can give us some head-to-head stuff. All right, so Orlando, currently their record is 29-35. Can we please move Memphis to the east? Anyway, they're 29-35. That is good for the eighth seed in the east, and they are 7 games below 500 on the road this season. Orlando 6-4 in their last 10. They did lose a key player. Jonathan Isaacs went down. And I think there is a very, very small chance that he comes back. But I don't think that it's likely that he comes back this season.
You said Isaac?
Yeah.
No, he's out the season.
Done for the season?
Yeah, he's done.
Okay.
That's what they've said anyway.
When he first got injured, there was talks that he may come back if they make a playoff run.
He did that player option thing where they get money, so he's
gotcha.
Done.
All right. Yeah. Well, so he is out, and that kind of hurts the Magic, but the East is weak. Everybody knows the East is weaker. What's the head-to-head matchup between these two?
They're head-to-head the all-time record, it's tied 23-23.
All right,
so we better take the lead in this.
It is the Grizzlies,
we being the Grizzlies,
right? I don't know So, for the strengths of the Orlando Magic, you know, Markelle Fultz has been starting at point guard for them.
Stud.
He's been playing well this year.
Stud.
That's good for him. I'm glad to see, because he is one, you know, he had that shoulder injury in Philly, and it was kind of wonky, and he was like, he's coming back. He has to change his shot, and then he tried to come back, and it was not good.
He had, like, two good games at shooting guard, and then he, like, fell off the face of the earth pretty much.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah. I'm glad to see him coming back and having a decent year in Orlando. And then Vucevic.
Yep.
There's going to be – you got Aaron Gordon. I'm not going to bash Orlando and act like they're an awful team. This is a winnable game for the Grizzlies. This is one that they should definitely win at home against Orlando. They have some advantages. Something – I was listening to the radio broadcast the other night, and they had Josh Jackson out there with the starters, and there were talks of maybe the Grizzlies moving Jackson in, starting at the three, and have Melton come off of the bench. Not because Melton is not deserving of what he's getting right now, but just because of the type of spark that he brought off of the bench. They thought that they may try.
That'd be something.
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with that. This matchup is going to be interesting. I think that the Grizzlies win this one at home to start all. They're going to be one game over 500 after this one. And then they road trip. They go to Portland. Did the Grizzlies win the first game against the Magic?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought they did.
Against the Magic?
Magic.
Did they got absolutely smashed. It was like 30-something points or something.
Yeah.
It was dumb. I thought you meant Portland. No, they beat Portland.
That's right, because the Magic.
We watched that, and they absolutely.
They only scored like 16 points in the fourth quarter.
They scored like 3 points in like the first 8 minutes of the fourth quarter or something like that. It was bad. Maybe even six, but it was bad.
It was awful. That was like their worst. Well, it's tied now because they had one that was just as bad, but it's tied for the worst quarter of the season in the first Magic matchup. Man, these games run together. The Grizzlies are 4 games up in the 8th seed. I didn't even mention that. They're ahead of Sacramento and New Orleans. 4 games up on both of those teams. Portland is another team that's trying to chase them down. They play them at Portland on Thursday. Portland's 28-37, 4.5 games back of the 8th seed. And they've been struggling as of late. They are 3-7 over the last 10. And they're getting their big guy back. The Bosnian beast. I don't know what do they call it?
Nurkic.
Yeah. Like I think that's it. I swear to goodness that's
it
a
is.
Twitter handle.
It
it's
is.
Bosnian
it
beast.
Is.
Yeah. So he's coming back.
We'll see how that goes.
There are talks on the injury report that Winslow and Jaren Jackson may return at some time in this next week. Where's it at? There was no, like, this is the target game. This is where they're going to be. But I tell you, with Nurkic coming back, obviously he's going to be minutes restriction coming back off of the severe injury that he had.
Will be the rest of the season almost.
Yeah, but you got Whiteside and Nurkic, two bigs that are both pretty tough. Whiteside is having a great year in Portland.
And they could play both of them if need be, too, at the same time.
Yeah, you could play, depending on who the Grizzlies run out there, but you can play both of those guys. You can play
Nurk
at the four or five.
Either way. And then Whiteside at the four.
You can rotate that either way. So
that's the way I would do it.
It's going to be which Grizzlies are healthy. But, you know, if they run out Nurkic and Whiteside, you can run out Gorgie and Jonas.
And there you're fine.
You're good to go because neither of those guys are so quick that either Gorgie or JV, which Gorgie has better footwork.
He's faster.
Yeah, like JV is not so slow that he can't guard either one of those guys. So that's not really going to be. I don't know. I like when the Grizzlies play Gorgie and JV. I don't know what the plus minus is with those two on the floor, but I'm completely okay with those.
Oh, it looks cool.
Gorgie can stretch the floor. He can shoot the ball from deep, so it's good to see him out there. What's the head to head with Portland, Sam?
This one's not too bad. The Blazers have a 10-game lead. It's 50-40, so it's okay. Not god awful. I was expecting something worse. Because some of them have been pretty bad.
Yeah, but the Blazers went through a stretch there, like pre Lillard. You had Aldridge there, but they had a stretch where they were pretty bad, and that was in the grit and grind, the core four era. So I'm sure that the Grizzlies made up a lot of ground in that, but. Yeah, I don't know that for sure. Obviously, I'm just shooting a shot, but the Grizzlies did win the only meeting, 111-104.
We went to that.
Yep. All right, game 3 Saturday.
Well, no, I have more.
Here we go.
Their last 10 that's actually tied 5-5.
Okay, been back and forth.
Uh-huh. And their last series season win was from. Can you guess that actually before I say it?
Let's see, last season series win against Portland. I can't remember what they done against them last year. 2013, I will guess.
Oh, you were close.
Yeah.
14-15, they 4-0'd them.
Did they?
That was their first series win.
And then they're only playing them twice this year. It's crazy how
they play them three times this year. They play them
twice on the road and once at home. Yep. I knew they only had them once at home this year.
They did that 3 or 4 years ago, too. It was the same thing. When I was looking there, they had another 3. I was just like, why do they do that? But anyway, good.
All right. You done with the Portland?
Yep, that's it.
All right,
yep,
moving on. Saturday's game, they're playing at Utah. Utah is 41-23. The season series is Utah 2, Grizzlies 1, 5-5. Utah's 5-5 over the last 10 games. The one positive for Utah, well, okay, I'm going to start. Like, Rudy Gobert is not having a great season.
He okay.
You know, it looks like decline from Rudy Gobert. Maybe not, but he just does not look like the same guy this year. And then they made the trade for Conley, thinking, okay, we're right there. We're right on the edge. Let's get somebody else that can take the ball out of Donovan Mitchell's hands that can create their own shot. Well, Mike Conley had been that guy. You know, in Memphis, he was that guy. He could do it. And then he's got there, and he could not stay healthy and just struggled. Like, I watched a couple games because of Mike and his relationship. Like, we love him in Memphis.
It's Mike Conley.
Yeah. So, it was painful to watch because he just did not look like – and Conley is – or he has been, at least over the last few years, a slow starter, and then he kind of ramps it up in the second half of the season, but not that slow. So, he's looked pretty solid over his last 5 games. Mike Conley's looked pretty good. I don't know that he has really, not that he's the old Mike Conley. Obviously, like, he is old Mike Conley, but not like the old Mike Conley. I mean, he's, you know, his last 5 games, he's 15, 17, 25, 12, 13. He's averaging about 6 assists, 3 steals. You know, so you're getting the flashes of what he could be. And that's what Utah's going to need. You're going to need Conley to be that second option of, all right, these teams are shutting Donovan Mitchell down. We're putting our best defender on Mitchell. We're double-teaming him. We're making him earn every shot. Somebody else on this team is going to have to step up. And Conley's going to have to be that guy. That's why they made that trade. Oh, I don't know. I don't know that Utah has what it takes to push them over the hump. I'm not sure that the moves that they made are going to get them there. But that game, obviously Utah has a better record, but the Grizzlies have played with them every game this year. They have not had – what do you know what the biggest loss is? I meant to look that up, but I didn't. I don't like – even in the biggest loss that they had to them out of the two – like, the Grizzlies were there. They were in the game. A couple things go the other way. Grizzlies could have easily won either one of those games. So, it's going to be – the Portland game at Portland is going to be tough. Dame and CJ play really well at home. That one's going to be – they're going to have some work to do. And also, it's depending on the injuries. When does Triple J come back? When does Winslow – and – it's going to be something to watch Winslow coming back. He's not been on the floor with any of these guys. He got assigned to the Hustle today to go and practice, And then after practice, he was getting immediately recalled. So he is close.
That's good.
He's close. What kind of effect is that going to have on the team chemistry? He played with Tyus. He played with Grayson. Grayson's obviously not playing because of his hip injury, but he has played with Tyus. Tyus has been there with him before, so that gets you a little bit. And you can't tell. You know, you see the guys gelling on the bench. It's not, you know, he's not isolated. He's getting in there. He's celebrating with these guys. He's engaging with that. So that looks good. But you can't really read chemistry until you get them on the floor together. And what is this going to do? What's the starting lineup going to look like? Who's going to be out of the rotation? What goes where? I don't know. Josh Jackson has earned his time in the rotation. Dude, I don't even – like, who would you – so, right now, who – the rotation that you have with the injuries that the Grizzlies have is – hold on, I'm pulling it up. I didn't have the roster up because I'm a slacker.
Well, right now –
so, you got Kyle, Dylan, Gorgie, Josh, Tyus. Conchar's getting some minutes. His are going to probably dissipate at that point. Tolliver's been getting some minutes. Man, I mean, that's it. That's where they go. Tolliver and Conchar.
Conchar hadn't done too bad.
He
and
hasn't.
Then Goodrich actually got put in at the end of the Hawks game, and he made a couple shots too. I mean, he did not like it really needed it, but
I think he I don't know. I was going to say burn the bridge, but I don't know that that's the best phrase for it, to be honest with you. But Goodrich got a lot of playing time early in the season and could not turn that corner.
Nope.
It was like, okay, he's going to pick up on it. You watch the guy warm up, and he's just banging. Like, he's knocking down shots. No, like, you can tell that he's a shooter. You can tell he's a shooter. And then the speed of the game gets him, and it seems like it gets him every time. Maybe after his first full season, you start to see some improvement in that.
We'll
but
see.
He hasn't done enough for me lately in order for me to give him playing time. So you're going to have, when Brandon Clark gets healthy and Jaren Jackson gets healthy, and you get Winslow, Jackson, Brandon, you still got some minutes. There's still going to be minutes out there that somebody is going to lose outside of Conchar and Tolliver. I don't know. That's Jenkins has been all about a deep rotation. It's worked out pretty well for him. Kept the guys fresh, it feels like. That's going to be an important thing moving forward. Getting Winslow in there. But at 32 and 32, there are 18 games left in the season. So as much time as you can get Winslow on the floor, want him to be healthy. But you got 18 games to see what kind of chemistry this team is going to have prior to the playoffs. 4-game lead, 18 games to go. They got to take care of business. They got Orlando at home, winnable game. They could, I mean, to me, I think that that's a game that they have to win.
They're going
to
win all three of these. So they get 35 wins.
I'm not doing it, Sam. I'm not saying it because the last time, you know, the post All-Star break road trip, I'm like, all right, they can win.
I just knocked on wood. We're good.
They can win four of these games. They're going to go 4-1.
Oh, Lord.
And then they came out and looked like they couldn't even spell basketball.
Would they go 1-4? Or do they go 0-4? Do they go? I don't think they won one.
They were 0-5. They lost all of them.
Yeah, they didn't win one. Look at you. You didn't knock on wood.
Yeah, I guess that's what it was.
Well, I knocked on wood. We'll find out.
Yep. I don't.
We shall find out.
The Portland game is going to be tough at home. The Utah game in Utah.
They're just too tall. They're just too tall. That's what it is. Utah's too tall.
No.
Too tall. Nope. Too tall.
All right, I've got nothing else.
I got a little bit more.
What you got?
I'd say their overall one, this one's bad too. Utah, 58, Grizz, 33. So bad. Their last 10, they're down 6-4. Bad.
Yeah. 6-4 is one game away from being 500.
It is.
So, I mean,
but
that's,
the 58-33 is really, really bad.
Yeah, but that's not the, like, OKC whopped them like that record.
There was a few bad ones
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, and being an expansion team, you kind of expect that, though. So,
do you know their last series win? Can you guess that one? Excuse me.
Against Utah? Nah, man, I have no idea.
It was last year.
Oh, was it?
Oh, wait a minute. What was last? No, yeah, it was last year, 18-19. Yep.
18-19.
I'm English is hard, so that's nothing
English.
To do with it, but
that was Sam's brains getting tired.
It's
shutting down.
It is. I've had a crazy day today. I would tell you guys more about it, but it would take me hours to describe it to you, so.
And we're not doing this podcast that long. It's not happening.
Nope. But y'all be like, "Wow, that is crazy. We forgive you. Have a good day, bye."
All right, we're going to talk to you about our partner here at HoopBall. It is, Sam, what is it? Who's our partner? I forgot.
Our partner, I don't know.
You don't know who our partner
no,
is, Sam?
Our partner is, well, we have so many of them, but it's
MyBookie.ag.
Yes. I couldn't think of it. I was like, it's the bookie one. I was going to say it's bookie at age, but MyBookie. Anyway.
I thought Sam was just messing with me. He did forget over.
I had a brain fart.
So our partner here at HoopBall, not just HoopBall Grizz, it's HoopBall in general, MyBookie.ag. They are a sports betting website. Go over and check them out right now. They're doing a promotion. You go, you use the show's code. It is today. You go to MyBookie.ag. You enter the show's promo code. They're going to match your initial deposit 50% up to $2,000. So you deposit $2,000. They're going to give you an additional $1,000. And anything in between that. So whatever you got, if you're not throwing out $2,000, hit them up, mybookie.ag. Use the show's promo code today and get in there.
And do it today.
MyBookie has been around for a while. They've been in the game. They got fast payouts. They have a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week customer service team. So if you have issues, you contact them, you're talking to somebody, and they're taking care of you. They have more lines and better odds than any other sports book online. Go check them out, mybookie.ag. Again, the show's promo code is today. While you're at it, while you're checking out MyBookie, go check out Today in Sports Betting. That is a HoopBall podcast. These guys are on fire. They're killing it, and they're talking to you about everything. It's HoopBall is generally basketball. These guys are covering it all. They're baseball, hockey. If it's a sport, they're talking about it. They're betting on it. They can help you if you're not 100% sure and you want to know about spreads and stuff. Go check them out. Today in Sports Betting, Ira, the guys over there, they have been wearing it out.
Tearing it
down.
Up. Tearing it up.
So, again, the partner, mybookie.ag, the show's promo code today.
Today.
Good for an initial deposit match up to $2,000, 50%. So you deposit $2,000, they're giving you $1,000 for free. Baseball season's right around the corner. NBA playoffs are right around the corner. You got XFL. You got hockey. You got soccer. There's a million things, guys. Go check them out, mybookie.ag. You will not be disappointed. That's all we got for today. You can find the show at HoopBall Grizz. That's on Twitter. I am at DWill2111. Sam is?
It is SammyB1118, capital S, lowercase A-M-M-Y, capital B1118. Check us out. We like chit-chat. Hit up Dave. Check out the HoopBall. Go to their website, HoopBall.
Yeah, hoop-ball.com
check
is the website.
Out.
I feel like I'm a slacker, Sam. I don't talk – like, I talk about HoopBall, but – you know, it's hoop-ball.com, and there's so much over there that you can go and you can find any of our podcasts. If you're a fantasy basketball guy and you're not listening to the Fantasy NBA Today show with Dan Bespris, you're doing it wrong, guys. Dan is fantastic. The show is great. He has top-notch guests on the show all the time. HoopBall has a premium subscription, gets you access to information that is not readily available. These guys, if you do not have the premium access, you're missing out. If you're gambling, if you're doing fantasy for money, go check them out. Hoop-ball.com. Get the premium, and you
won't be
will.
Disappointed.
Listen, Sam and I are in. How many leagues are you in, Sam?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I'm in seven leagues.
I'm in seven as well.
I'm in seven leagues right now. In every single league that I'm in the playoffs, and I am securely in the playoffs. There's only one league We got 1 week left before the playoffs, the fantasy playoffs, and I have to lose 10-0, and the guy that's behind me has to win 10-0 in order for me to get bumped out of the playoffs.
That's how I have to make the playoffs in one that we're
and
in.
I will tell you right now, I am not going to lose rebounds, so I'm not getting 10-0'd. I'm making the playoffs. But just with – listen – you go and you check out hoop-ball.com. You listen to Dan's podcast. You get the premium subscription. You get that information. You're going to be winning fantasy leagues.
Or you have a really good chance anyway.
Yeah. You know, Sam and I are, you know, we play in three, are we three or four leagues together, Sam?
Four.
We're in four leagues together. And in three of those four leagues, we're battling for the top spot between him and I. Like, we're right there neck and neck. And there's been times that he's ahead. I got wrecked last week because I have Aldridge, Brogdon, Trey Young missed some games, Andre Drummond missed games. So I got hammered. So he's ahead of me by like 12 games right now. But we've been going back and forth. And it's all like listen to the podcast. Put in the time. You won't be disappointed. If you're a fantasy guy, these guys will help you be competitive and be in a position to win fantasy leagues. That's all we got for today. Thanks for listening. We'll stop gassing up our guys. It's HoopBall. Right. That's what we're here for. That's what we're supposed to do.
Yep.
We talk to you about the newsletter all the time. I'm not even going to tell you where to go
check
to do it.
Check it out. The Brewsletter.
The Brewsletter. Hoop-ball.com/newsletter. Sign up for it. It's free. You get information that is not available on any other platform. You only get it in the newsletter.
And it's good stuff.
It is. Thanks for listening.
All 30 teams.
All 30 teams. Until next time.
Go breathe.
Go breathe.
Yay, guys.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.